he come around once, and Ralphie was just ready to stumble off the porch, and he said, "Now, I tell you, if you children let that baby fall off the porch, I'm going to paddle the doggone stuff right out of you." Well, we took Ralphie back in the house, and we wouldn't get him in the house until he'd be out again. Pretty soon we heard him yell, and we both lit out for the porch at the same time. And just as we got to the porch, Dad come around the corner of the house, and the baby, of course, was just squalling bloody murder. He wasn't badly hurt, but he was scared. And he grabbed me and spanked me twice like that, and Grace the same way. And said, "I told you I'd paddle you good." We didn't even feel it. And he spotted me another time because I slammed the cupboard door back and broke out a window pane.
Oh my goodness.
And he paddled me for that just twice. I was about, 11 then, I guess. I was about 9 when he paddled me the first time. And that's the only time that I ever knew him ever spank one of us.
Well, he spanked you good.
Yes, he was just going to paddle me good. But I know Grace and I were in the house just dying laughing at each other. And from then on, he took the baby and took him to work with him.
You really punished him.
He knew he couldn't trust us to take care of him.
Oh, dear.
But he was the most lenient man I think I ever knew in my life. Things that really mattered. We knew when he'd say anything that he meant for us to do that. We had a neighbor that they'd have dances at their house, and Dad didn't like for us to go over there. We didn't know why, but after we got older, we knew, we understood. And when he said, "You're not to go to that dance over there," he didn't explain why or anything, but we knew we were not to go to that dance, and we didn't, and we'd rather dance than to eat any time. Mm-hmm. But just the way he said it, we knew we weren't supposed to go. Mm-hmm. But I know we must have tried his patience a million times.
And did we mention a boy who is going with a girl? What did you call a boy? He was her.
Her beau. Usually we'd say, we never said boyfriend. I never heard that expression until the last few years. Or her fella. That's Artie's fella, we'd say.
And she was his?
His girl. Girl.
And let's see, if he asked her to marry him and she accepted, then he would be her.
What he did say. We're going to be married. That's about all we'd say. We wouldn't say he was here's the term that they use in that.
Still her beau.
He was still her beau, yes, until they were married.
And what if he asked her to marry her and she didn't accept? What would you say?
She turned him down.
At a wedding, what was the man who stood up with the groom?
He was the best man.
And
I think
the girl who stood up
was
with the bride?
Bridesmaid. Uh-huh.
Was it customary after a wedding to have a group of people get together with horns and tubs?
Oh, shiveries, yes. That's one place I never attended in my life. I never went to one of them in my life. I just didn't approve of them, and I never went to one ever. But they used to have them here till it was a shame and a crime, the way they carry on. But we never did take part.
I don't know if we should use this in for today or for the past time, but what do you say about school when in the spring? One day there's school, and the next day there is none. Summer's there.